You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We're kicking off our results reflections today with the MTN Group. They released their full year's results for the year ended 31 December 2025 at 7:05 this morning. The group reporting a double digit growth in most metrics and the business having an exceptional year financially across all of its geographical areas. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with the Chief Financial Officer at MTN, Tsholofelo Molefe, for joining me on the line now to see what we make of this. Tsholofelo, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. 300 million customers across the MTN business. That is a milestone worth celebrating. How did the group reflect on the year that was?
Thank you very much to that, and good evening to all listeners. I think for us, as we look through the financial performance this year, we believe that it's really a testament to the quality of our operational execution across the business, really supported that by the investments that we've been making into our networks and platforms, you know, over the years. And I think that's why we believe we've produced such results. And it has also been supported by a stable macroeconomic environment. You'll recall that in 2023-24, we have a tough headwinds coming out of Nigeria in particular. And we've seen an improvement as well, you know, on the Ghana side. So, and across, various of our markets in the SIA and WECA regions, we've seen, you know, service revenue growing above inflation, respectively for both those markets. And importantly, very, very healthy premium to the respective blended inflation rates even in those markets. Absolutely, group service revenue on a group consolidated basis at 23% in constant currency, way above 200 billion rand, and EBITDA growth of 36.8% in constant currency, really supported by our efforts over the last 3 years as well in terms of our cost discipline, our expense efficiency program. We've delivered 3.6 billion in this financial year. So very pleased with the set of results. We've done a lot of work in terms of cleaning the balance sheet. Our group consolidated net debt to EBITDA is now sitting at 0.3 times, and our holding company leverage sitting at 1.3 times, which is below our medium-term target of 1.5 times. And a very strong cash generation, supported as well by, a very good underlying performance as well.
Tsholofelo, you touched on the performance of the likes of the Nigeria business, the Ghana business, and I suppose the obvious question that sits here is the fact that MTN is one of the few telco operators from a South African perspective, if not the only one, that also operates in Iran. We know you've been trying to exit the Iran market for quite some time, and the developments currently unfolding there must have you concerned. What impact is this having, if any, on the business? How is that Iranian exit looking at the moment from a business perspective? And does MTN have any finances that are still locked in from that market?
Yeah, so I mean, we don't operate Iran. It is an investment in associate. Of course, we hold 49% of the shares. We used to have, three key people from an MTN perspective deployed there. They have left the country way before even the current ongoing conflict happened. I think what we said before is that yes, because the central bank there is a sanctioned entity, we would not be wanting to upstream any cash from Iran. So there is cash sitting there, which we will not be taking because we would like to comply with the sanctions and export control clauses. And secondly is that, yes, it is still, from a value perspective, net asset value perspective, quite significant. However, as we've seen with, Syria in the past, even if you decide to abandon the business, you're still the owner of the share, and it could potentially come back, from a legal perspective. So we're obviously staying there for a while, but if we had to leave, we'll consider what options we have should things escalate in that environment. But we're not managing it as it is an investment in associate.
So, Lefelo, let's take a look at the strategic decisions from a business perspective. You touched on some of the execution that has gone on over the last year. I want to take a look at where the business sits at the moment, the liquidity from a business perspective north of 40 billion rand, but also more importantly, the announcement that recently came out that the MTN business would be looking to buy IHS, the tower operator that you previously owned at some stage. Take us through the strategic thinking behind that from a business perspective. Obviously, a business the size of the MTN group has the optionality to be able to look at strategic assets, but also needs to think about it from a careful planning perspective.
Yeah, no, thank you. I think two things that we've said there. I think if you look back to, you know, many years when we sold our towers to, you know, third parties, we believe that, you know, it was conducive at the time to do so in terms of how, you know, the market was like. I think what we've learned post the sale is that obviously through, you know, tough environments such as the one we've had in Nigeria, you know, power, you know, challenges, you know, there is some level of control one would want to have. So those are some of the lessons. But I think as well IHS was having a change in strategy, which really triggered opportunistically for us to say, you know, it is probably the right time for us to take these assets in and be able to take control on how we manage it so that we can obviously be as efficient as we would like to be. Of course, the deal is not closed yet. Where we are is that we have signed the merger agreements, and there will be some shareholder approvals on their side that needs to be concluded, and we're hoping to close the deal in the next few months. And once we do that, obviously, we'll be able to share more detail around how. But it will be housed as a separate legal entity, independently within the digital infrastructure business, where we have our BioBab, which is more our, you know, fiber infrastructure business. We're looking at, you know, as part of our Ambition 2030 strategy, how we can tap into the data center strategy as well. So we're looking at that from a digital infrastructure perspective overall, including the tower assets in there. So that's how we think about it for the future.
So, Lefelo, before I let you go, I want to take a look at that liquidity number and that headroom that it's afforded the business. The business swinging back into profit, very, very important to be able to, as you said, maintain a strong balance sheet, clean up the balance sheet where it needs to be. What does that mean then going into the new financial year from a business perspective? How does that influence some of the CapEx deployments and the strategic allocations going into the new year?
Yeah, so I mean, our business is still growing. So we obviously invest in networks and platforms, IT systems as well, because we continue to see structurally high demand for our services, in particular data and financial services. So it is important that we continue to enable the growth while we also, you know, give returns to shareholders. You will notice that we have now introduced an enhanced shareholder return, you know, over the, you know, medium term. And we talk about a 40 to 60%, you know, of free cash flow distribution to our shareholders, which includes a buyback program that we will look into opportunistically. So we have said to our shareholders that we commit to a minimum of 40% of free cash flow, equity free cash flow in dividend. And, you know, should we need to do a buyback, we will look at, you know, the additional 20% that would take us to, you know, take us to the 60% maximum. Of course, depending on the predetermined criteria, should we not need to do a buyback, we will obviously look to return the cash to shareholders or even, de-gear the balance sheet further. As you know, that with the IHS transaction, we will obviously be raising additional debt at the holding company level.
MTN Group well on their way to Ambition 2030 strategy objectives and ensuring that along the way they are able to look after both shareholders and their more than 307 million customers across 16 markets. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Tsholofelo Molefe, the Chief Financial Officer at MTN Group, joining us to take a look at the performance over the financial year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.